USA Radio News.
President Joe Biden announced the first wave of sanctions against Russia for what he referred to as the beginning of an invasion of Ukraine. Biden also vowed steeper punishments ahead if Russia continues its aggression. Meanwhile, Phil Flynn told Fox News how the conflict will affect Americans.
At the end of the day, it's the U.S. consumers that are going to feel the pain of this as well, because we're already seeing the prices of natural gas in Europe hit record highs. That's going to get over to this side of the pond, and that means you and I are going to be paying the price for this conflict.
In addition, Secretary of State Antony Blinken is not meeting with Russian Foreign Minister Sergey Lavrov. In related news, a Gallup poll shows Americans strongly disapprove of Biden's handling of foreign affairs, with only 36% approving of how he's handling Russia's threat to Ukraine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Water. It's essential to life, but it's also something that so many of us here in America take for granted. Imagine how different your life would be without access to clean water in your home. What if you had to walk to the nearest creek, stream, lake, or pond to get water? Suddenly, going to work and school wouldn't be an option because you and your children would have to spend your days collecting water. This is the day-to-day reality of most families living in the world's poorest countries. But what if I told you that you can change that reality for just pennies a day? Through our water projects, Food for the Poor is working to meet the need for water in 17 impoverished countries. But it won't happen without you. Incredibly, it only takes $15 to provide a child access to clean water for life. $15, decades and decades of access to water for a child. Give the life-changing gift of water now. Just text USA Radio to 91999. Text USA Radio, all one word, to 91999.
The FTC says fraud cases are on the rise.
Americans are reporting more losses due to fraud last year. The FTC saying consumers reported losing nearly $6 billion to fraud in 2021. That's a 70% jump from 2020. Almost 3 million individuals filing fraud reports, the most in 20 years. About a quarter of those scams led to consumers losing an average of $500. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The CDC has kept reams of its COVID-19 data under wraps for more than a year. The New York Times reported the agency held back figures because it doesn't trust the public to interpret the information correctly. The agency's seemingly selective disclosure includes a breakdown of COVID-19 hospitalizations by age, race, and vaccination status. The CDC also chose not to report on findings, including the efficacy of booster shots. This is USA Radio News.
Right now, people are home with their pets more often, and I think now, especially with the shedding, they're more cognizant of what's going on and that it's an actual issue, and Dynavite has helped tremendously in our house with that.
I just heard the Dynavite commercial so many times that I said, you know what, I'll give it a shot, and I ordered it and tried it, and it worked.
The Dynavite, being at home, working with them, they all love it.
Me and Chewy are together 24/7.
Within 3 weeks, he's not scratching and itching, and he's an all-around happier dog.
Dinovite.com.
It's a win in a court of law for the U.S. women's soccer team.
U.S. women's soccer stars have reached a $24 million settlement with the U.S. Soccer Federation following a lawsuit over unequal pay with men's players. The landmark settlement was announced years after a group of five women's national team players filed an Equal Employment Opportunity Commission complaint over inequality in pay and treatment. According to the terms of the settlement, U.S. soccer will pay men and women at an equal rate in the future in all friendlies and tournaments, including the World Cup. From the Washington Bureau of USA Radio News, I'm John Hunt.
NBC experienced a ratings disaster after broadcasting the controversial Beijing Olympics, according to multiple mainstream reports. After the games ended, NBC clocked in at an average of 12.2 million daily primetime viewers of the events across all channels, including cable and Peacock, its online streaming service. That number was down 42% from the Winter Olympics of 2018. Stocks are closing lower on Wall Street Tuesday after Russia sent forces into Ukraine's eastern regions and escalated tensions. The benchmark S&P 500 index fell 1% and is now more than 10% below its all-time high set in January. That's known as a correction. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and NASDAQ also lost more than 1%. You're listening to USA Radio News.